So, un-American bumper stickers? Really?
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for July 31st, 2017. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Yeah, I just did a series. Full disclosure, do you think that people deserve the truth?
The truth and nothing but? Everyone deserves the truth, right?
Yes. Can they handle the truth?
Sure.
All right, let's go with that. The bumper sticker series was written as we were heading out for a vacation. So the easiest thing to do is just to do something like that. So I thought, well, won't it be fun? Is like one day I'll do a pro-Democratic Party bumper sticker. Next day I'll do a pro-Republican Party, and everyone will get a good laugh out of this. They didn't.
Well, some did, and some did not.
Well, go ahead and read some.
Well, you mentioned before people knew it was even a bumper sticker, you mentioned that you were going to have fun with the election, the 2008 election. And so William Bednar wants to know, okay, Carmen, are you going to evaluate all the presidential candidates using reason, logic, and honest open appraisal before voting for one of them? Or are you just going to vote for Trump again?
Again? Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh,
you
my
never
God.
Did.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? This Prickly City endorsed Gary Johnson for president. She worked for Gary Johnson in a fictitious way, by the way, people. Oh, my God. Who was this?
William.
William, dude, seriously, just there's actually an archive button at Go Comics. You can go back and read the cartoons throughout the campaign. I draw Donald J. Trump as a skunk.
And you still do. And you still criticize him, and yet they still say that you're supporting him.
And then others would say,
well, Graham responds to William by saying, because you're a big poopy head and Russia, Russia, Russia is reason, logic, and honest open appraisal?
Well,
and Ionizer said, well, William, Dems have never needed to think about reason, logic, or honesty in their candidates. Party first, of course, then skin color, gender, and being a good old boy have been the main factors determining their vote. To which Tim Bob 2313 responds, well, damn, and here for the past 40 years that exactly described the Republicans. We have already seen that Donald Jr. did, in fact, collude with the Russians, proved in his very own words. Now, how many others in the Trump camp went along for that ride?
Yeah, oh, my God. We are so tribal. I've said this on this podcast before, and I'll say it again, and I hate to admit it. I'm almost done. I know. I mean, I've stopped. I've actually stopped reading comments on Twitter now because they're stupid. I actually got... Janine, I didn't show this to you last night. I actually got a direct message through Facebook.
Really?
From someone who used the F word. You know, we try to keep this a clean, family-friendly podcast. Innumerable times, called me retarded.
For what?
Because I am, apparently.
Oh,
just
but
because.
What was the.
Who the hell knows? Because this person.
What cartoon was it?
They did not refer to a specific cartoon.
Oh, just sort of in general.
Just in general.
Because I'm trying to think of last night, you had the Sunday, which was just a...
innocuous. And it's actually a lead-up to doing a series in the on the Sundays, Sunday Prickly Cities, which are a little lighter and nicer and so on. People, I mean, first off, if you're going to write someone directly, don't start off by calling them a name, okay? Don't start off by being foul. Don't start off by being stupid, which all of these...
Because you're not going to listen to someone.
Well, no, anyway, I guess I got to give an A for chutzpah for... contacting me directly, but I deleted it right away. And so on Twitter, it's getting just as bad. And, you know, if we just go to name calling, then the conversation ceases to be a conversation. It becomes 2 3-year-olds whose, you know, conversational skills are non-existent. So anyway, but there's more. I see there's more. There's a lot more.
There's a lot more. Yes.
So go ahead.
And on your Covfefe, most people were like, not Covfefe. That's old stuff.
It kind of was. Well, you know what?
That's
after
right.
I wrote it, I
realized... responding on it, though. You're just... it was kind of funny.
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
And your vote Republican, where you had a picture of Nancy Pelosi, probably got the most responses of all, not just regarding her.
Okay. Good ones, right?
Just sort of...
no.
You know, move into different territory. But Ignat said, why is this woman such a bogeyman? What has she actually done that's so terrible? Be a Democrat?
Yeah, well, pretty much. A very liberal San Francisco Democrat, yes. She's a good target for those of us who do not believe in state solutions.
Well, she's the leader of the Democratic
Party. She's the minority leader in the House of Representatives and a former speaker. She could be speaker again. So, I mean, she's obviously the most powerful, among the most powerful and high-profile Democrats in the country right now.
And Straight to Hell said, God forbid Republicans allow a woman to be in charge. It's just so amazing that in 2017, Republicans are still making strong women into witches.
See, this is such cow crap. I'm sorry. No, you can't. This is how far we have come, actually. Who said that?
Straight to Hell.
Okay, appropriately named. No, this is how far we have come, is that I can actually look at a woman politician and say I agree with them or I disagree with them. And say that in a context that I don't disagree with them because they're a woman. I disagree with them because their policies are wrong for America as far as I'm concerned.
And you treat men politicians, male politicians, the same.
And by the way, in the comic strip much earlier in the 2016 cycle and in writings and in a blog post, you know who I thought would have been a great candidate and may have even stopped the juggernaut of the Trump campaign? Nikki Haley, who I am led to understand is female. She was a terrific governor for South Carolina. She's currently the UN ambassador and doing a great job there. I still think she has potential in future national politics. Go on.
Well, Ghostkeeper responded to this as well, saying, be a Democrat, be a woman, and be unimpressed by Trump. Then he said later, okay, I reserve judgment till I see tomorrow's strip. It had better be dissing the Republicans, otherwise Stantis is just being a jerk.
Who said that?
Ghostkeeper.
Oh, and did they write back later?
You did, no.
Oh, Ghostwriter didn't? Okay, so good for them. And I did. I don't. Dude and dudettes listening to this podcast, I hate everybody right now. I think equally and with great prejudice. I really do. I think both sides are inane. I'm looking at the Libertarian Party, and I'm on a mailing list for the chairman of the Libertarian Party, and he is actually doing some really smart things trying to build this party. Now, Jeanine and I had a conversation yesterday.
Well, because we were just.
And you don't think the Libertarians are the answer. Am I wrong with what you said?
Yes. No. Yes. I was just commenting on what someone else said.
Okay. What
did they
say?
Because you also did a libertarian strip, so now we're bouncing to the when you did the libertarian
strip.
I
told you I wouldn't bounce. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And Street Beater said, libertarianism is one of those things that looks great on paper but not so hot in practice because it depends a great deal on rationality and altruism. That would include things like corporations not colluding to price fix, quash competition and manipulate supply and demand to extract exorbitant profits. Also cleaning up their manufacturing and refining messes instead of poisoning our air and water because it is the responsible and neighborly thing to do.
Okay, who said that?
Street Beater, okay. Which is true because I think that they don't like regulations and think that you kind of...
Right.
And I have never seen as far as... There's very few, but most businesses don't clean up their pollution without being forced to.
Some do, some don't. Depends. I mean, there are market forces that can make them do this. But I think pure utopian libertarianism, where we have city states that make their own laws and each place has their own constitution, no, that's absurd. But I think that there can be a small L libertarian approach that we have been ignoring lately. Both sides. I mean, think about it. Republicans are supposedly for free markets and all this stuff, but they want to tell you who you can sleep with, who you can marry. What kind of birth control you can use. I mean, it's, you know, so yeah, they're out of your boardroom, but they're into your bedroom. And it's, you know, it's just as hypocritical and just as dangerous and unseemly and unpleasant. So the libertarian solution, I think, you know, we've never really tried it.
Well, I think just having a third party or fourth party is just helpful because then you won't have both sides against each other. Someone will have to compromise somewhere to get these extra votes.
I would, you know, and we had this discussion during the campaign talking about the debates, and wouldn't it have been great to have Gary Johnson up there along with the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, along with the American Independent Party candidate, along with the American Socialist Party? I mean, I would love to have seen 4 or 5 people up there. I mean, obviously, with the Republican debates, which had 20, were absurd. But say 4 people up there, that would have been awesome to hear 4 different ideas and 4 different perspectives. And it would have given the American people some real choices.
Well, Gamma Guy liked the bumper stickers.
Gamma Guy's written to us before.
He has. He says, I'm assuming because it's Gamma Guy, it's a guy.
Let's go with Guy.
He said, of course, I don't know for sure, but I could believe that what Scott is really trying to do here is show how ridiculous, even dangerous, the polarized knee-jerkism is on both sides. And the polarized knee-jerkism in the comments is certainly emphasizing that point.
Thank you, Gamma Guy. That's exactly the point. You got it. There's more.
Yeah, well, you pissed a couple, you pissed one guy off completely because okay. Wayne just says. One? Well, we always piss a lot of people off, but Wayne particularly right now has said, "I used to like this comic strip, but it has turned anti-American. Goodbye, losers." While Kyle of Lockhouse, who writes quite a bit, says this comic strip has always been anti-American and has always promoted the white wing agenda of fascism in all its forms. What strip is he reading?
I think he's thinking of Marmaduke.
Well, that one, yeah. That dog.
That anti-American fascist bastard. I hate that dog.
And Wayne, I looked back at some of his comments, and he is on the right, and Kyle is on the left.
Anti-American, really?
Yes.
Really?
You're a fascist. On one side, the other, I don't know.
I'm a libertarian fascist. Now, if you don't think that's...
Some kind of crazy liberal or something. I don't know what Wayne thinks.
I think libertarian fascist. That could be it. You have an absolute right to repress other people. Okay, is that it?
Well, actually, we have a nice one now. We can end on a nice one because you were discussing your...
Okay. Because you actually... Janine actually fussed at me because I tend to jump... I'm kind of like a five-year-old on a sugar rush.
We have ADD.
A little bit.
Yeah, let's say that.
No, there are worse. But anyway, so I tend to jump ahead of the comments. So we wanted to get them all in this week. So go ahead.
So
we're going to end on a nice
one. We
were
discussing briefly your space comic, the Sunday one you did. And Darson54, who generally disagrees with you on things, said, "Humanity is literally made from star residue. We should be trying to explore them rather than bickering over some billionaire's rays." You're right there, Stantis.
Now, who is this again?
Darson54.
Darson, thank you so much. You know, and I'm going to end on this point, though, and it's negative-ish. I hate to be such a downer, but they had a recent survey of where we should spend money. And these studies come out regularly from each party, and they try to determine what people want, where they want federal tax dollars to go. And I think that's a legitimate thing to try to find out. And the number one thing was defense. They like defense. And
really?
Well, yeah, they want to feel safe. People want to feel secure in their homes. And I get that. You know what the last one, what came in dead last?
What, Scott?
Well, I guess you already know because I've already complained about this. Space exploration. Came in last in what we should spend our money on. The one thing that Darson and I agree on, the one thing that Darson and I can find common ground is the last thing on the people's list of where we should be spending their money. And I think that's nuts. Exploration is what human beings do. We came out of the trees and we said, "What's across that field?" We were farming and we said, "What's over that mountain?" And we went and looked. You know, what's across this body of water? What's across this ocean? And we went. And we found out. Sometimes we suppressed whatever we found. But this is how we're built. And we have to keep going. And what's next is space. What's next is going throughout our solar system and then going beyond our solar system. That's what's next. And if we do that, then we deny our own nature and we deny our own future. And I, for one, am not going to do that.
Well, okay then.
Okay then. I stand for that. Hey, listen, Janine, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly Sea Podcast. Brian Altimer, of course, is here. Yay,
Brian.
Great guy. And he's closing on a house, so say a prayer for him.
It all goes well, yes.
Yes, it will go well, I'm
it
sure. Or not, you know.
You
it'll
can
go.
Live in the studio then.
It'll go. Yeah, that's a nice plush studio. Thank you to WGN and WGN Plus. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, you can certainly go to gocomics.com/prickly city. Leave a comment. Maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. Or if you want to contact us directly, do just that by emailing us at pricklycity@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for listening. Until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.